Welcome back to Wonderfield Stories, the place where imagination, courage, and kindness begin your day. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. Hope you're ready for a wonderful day. Now today we're talking about something wonderfully important, making new friends. One of the best ways to start a friendship is simply by noticing things about someone. Maybe it's the way they always help others. The book they're reading, their cool backpack, their funny laugh, their creativity, their kindness, or even the way they include people who might feel left out. Little things you notice can become big bridges that connect you to someone new. Now remember, not every person you try to befriend is looking for a new friend right now. And that's okay. It's not a sign to give up. It's just a sign to keep trying. Because eventually, you'll meet someone who notices you too. And that small connection could grow into a friendship that lasts a lifetime. So take a breath, look around, and stay open to new beginnings. Now there's no fancy way for this to end, so let's get started with Chapter 10. Chapter 10, Burger Pyramid. The three rambunctious boys pushed through the revolving door that led into the central courtyard of the mall. Jace took an extra trip around the novel doorway, as if on a merry-go-round before following his friends, chuckling breathlessly. "Do you smell that?" Davy asked as he stuck his nose in the air and inhaled deeply. "I love the smell of bread baking." The sourdough sandwich shop made fresh rolls every morning and tempted mall walkers by filling the corridor with the inviting smell. Several gray-haired ladies sat chattering as they sipped coffee and nibbled cinnamon rolls. Small groups and pairs sashayed around the perimeter of the mall for leisure and exercise. "Doesn't look like anyone is here yet," Kai said as he scanned the wide corridors flanked by colorful store windows. "Let's go check the hangout spots." The boys trotted eagerly toward the far end of the mall, where the theater and arcade waited. The trio laughed and roughhoused as they dodged to scowling mall walkers on their way to the usual locations where kids gathered each Saturday. They stopped at Spangler's Novelty Shop, the electronic counter of Ward's department store, and the pet store before arriving at the movie theater. A teenaged kid with blotchy skin was propping the doors open in preparation for a morning matinee. "They're showing a kiddie movie," Jace wrinkled his nose. "Share Bears. Who cares?" Davy gestured to a large, colorful marquee on the wall. "Kung Fu Kid 2 opens this weekend." "There's a show at 2 o'clock, Kai added. "We could go to that showing." The boys gathered around the glass, surveying the expertly painted depictions of the actors. Jace pointed toward the blonde actress featured on the poster. "Julia Barry. Hubba hubba," he said under his breath. Kai and Davy burst into red-faced laughter as they slapped each other on the shoulder and mocked their friend. "Hubba hubba." Davy crossed his eyes and stuck out his tongue as he howled. "You guys are idiots." Jace's face flushed as he turned away and walked toward the arcade next door. Kai and Davy followed behind, chanting, "Hubba, hubba." Turning the corner, they came to a large store filled with colorful blinking cabinets. Neon lights spiraled across the ceiling, and wildly patterned carpet gave the large room the feeling of a nightclub. Someone had already fed quarters to the jukebox, and the music mingled with the blips and bloops from the arcade games. The screeching voice of a familiar rock star welcomed them to the jungle, and Davy began to rock out on an air guitar. He stopped suddenly when he noticed a small kid standing on a milk crate in front of a large pinball machine. "There's Tron!" Davy called and waved. But the kid was focused on the game in front of him and wasn't aware of anything other than the lights flickering in exotic patterns. The friends navigated through the maze of game cabinets to the back corner where the boy was playing. As they approached, Kai noticed that the high score display was rising in sync with the young kid's score. Tron was in the process of setting the record on the machine and showed no signs of slowing down. The boys watched in awe as the prodigy showcased his talent. It was widely known that Justin Tron was a wizard with video games. Every Saturday morning, he would go with his mom to the diner across the street from the mall where she worked. After he'd wolfed down a large plate of pancakes and eggs, his mom would give him a pocketful of quarters from her tip jar and send him to the arcade until she finished her shift. Tron had mastered all the games in the arcade. Every high score list had the initials JPT at the top. "Today I am gonna finish Dragon Slayer," Davey proclaimed as he stepped over to a large square machine and began feeding bills into a slot near the top. Quarters poured into a metal cup at waist level like a slot machine that just hit the jackpot. "I'm not sure if we're gonna have enough money for that," Kai joked. "That game is designed to eat quarters like Cookie Monster eats cookies." "Well, if I can't do it, I will get him to do it." He pointed a thumb over his shoulder toward Tron. "I heard he finished the entire game with one quarter." "That is impossible," Jace argued. "I haven't made it to past the first level." "I'm just telling you what I heard." Davey put his hands up in a gesture of innocence, and several quarters fell out of his clenched fist. One rolled under the cabinet, and Davey cussed at the loss as he picked up the others. Each boy cashed in some of the bills in his pocket for a handful of quarters, and then they retreated to their games of choice. For the next hour, kids from school filtered into the arcade, and soon most of the games had someone rattling the joystick and pounding the buttons. The more popular titles gathered an audience of kids waiting for their chance to play. The room was filled with a cacophony of beeps, blips, buzzers, and booms. The smell of cigarettes wafted in from the alley where the scruffy-looking guy who worked in the arcade would meet up with the manager of the theater for a smoke break. By the time Jace, Kai, and Davey stumbled out of the arcade, a dozen kids trailed behind them. The gang made its way to Scooter's Burger Shack in the food court, where Kai stepped up and ordered. "We'll take 50 cheeseburgers, 3 family fries, and..." He stopped to count the faces of the friends in tow. "Let's make it 15 large cherry Cokes." The board workers behind the counter snapped to attention and began to prepare the order. A pretty girl with braces and a shy smile announced the total. "That will be $47.50. Kai slapped 2 $20 bills onto the counter, then turned to Jace. "Do you have another 10? He asked. Jace fished a bill out of his pocket and tossed it onto the counter with the other money. He pushed the pile across the counter and, with a wink, added, "Keep the change, doll." The older girl's eyes opened wide, and she blushed, laughing nervously. She thanked him and slid the cash into her hand. Kai couldn't believe the confidence that had come over his friend and retreated to report the scene to Davey. A moment later, Davey appeared over Jace's shoulder and with a slap on the back, asked the girl loudly, "So, Pam," he read her name tag, "have you seen Kung Fu Kid 2? The girl blushed again and shook her head. "Great! We are going at 2:00. Do you want to join?" The stunned girl looked back and forth at the younger boys. She was at least 3 years older than the kids and seemed uncertain of the invitation. "I'm sorry, I really can't," she responded awkwardly. Davey added, "Oh, you've got a boyfriend, huh?" "No, I just..." She searched her mind for a valid excuse. Jace was slightly encouraged. "So you don't have a boyfriend?" "Yes," she began, but was cut off again by Davey. "Oh, you do have a boyfriend." "No, I don't. It's just... I just turned 15. I'm going to be in 9th grade next year." Davey leaned in and cocked his left eyebrow the way he had seen movie stars do many times. Age ain't nothing but a number. Feeling supremely confident due to his friend's support, Jace reached into his pocket again and unfolded a $5 bill. He slid it toward the girl behind the counter and looked squarely into her green eyes. This will pay for the movie ticket if you want to come. I will save a seat for you in the front row, he continued. If you can't make it, no worries. Keep it as a tip. It's worth every penny to look into your beautiful eyes. Davey pretended that the exchange was perfectly normal, but he fought the urge to squeal with giddy energy. The girl was speechless and swallowed hard as she took the bill he offered. I'll see if I can make it, she finally added, and slid a tray piled with wrapped burgers across the counter. Jace grabbed the burgers and, with one more wink, retreated to his waiting friends. Davey scooped up the fries and also tried to wink, but just blinked awkwardly. A chorus of cheers erupted from the waiting kids as Jace dropped two trays, each holding a pyramid of burgers, onto the table. He glanced back to see the girl at the counter, quickly look away, and become overly interested in wringing out a wet rag. He smirked and whispered to himself, "I'll see you at the movie, doll." Across the food court, the Italian pizza kitchen offered large slices of pizza and stuffed calzones under hot lamps. Kai's brother, Rylan, worked the assembly line in the kitchen. His job was to put toppings on raw pizza for the buffet line. Noticing the ruckus outside Scooter's Burger Shack, he peered out from a crack in the kitchen door in time to see his brother and friends present a smorgasbord of burgers and fries to cheering kids. Knowing his brother to be terminally poor and still indebted to him, this new development seemed out of place. His eyes narrowed. Something was odd, and as soon as his shift was over, he would find out what was going on. Thanks for listening to Wonderfield Stories today. Remember, wonder doesn't stop where the episode ends. It keeps growing, especially when we grow together. If you want even more imagination, creativity, and behind-the-scenes surprises, make sure to check out the Wonder Club. We're adding new content all the time. Weekly updates, fresh ideas, fun activities, and more opportunities for connection. Check us out at jasonsoul.com. Come back each weekday for another story to spark your curiosity, and stay tuned because even more wonder is on the way. Remember that choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices so you can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and stay wonder-filled.